The Romantasy Phenomenon. Discover the magic of a genre that is a little romance, a little fantasy, and yes, a little hot.
Bookshops haven't seen scenes like it since the height of Pottermania in the early 2000s. The midnight openings on publication dates, the long lines of fans eager to buy the newest novel in a series, the authors, all female, being screamed at like rock stars. Nobody says the literary quality of these stories is great, but with sales like these, every publishing house is desperate for an author who writes romantasy, a mashup of the romance and fantasy genres. For example, the 38-year-old queen of the genre, Sarah J. Maas, has sold more than 40 million books in 38 languages. Videos linked to her have been viewed more than 14 billion times on TikTok. Iron Flame by fellow American author Rebecca Yarros is the fastest-selling romantasy novel ever. So, what explains the phenomenal success of the genre? Honestly, says Yarros's publisher, Anna Boatman, the real world sucks. There's probably a more professional way to say that, but people want to escape. The escape that romantasy offers is old-fashioned. Magical worlds, good triumphing over evil, and enemies that become lovers. But very modern in that the happy couple is usually only part human. The central character, a woman, may be totally human or at least humanoid, but her hate-slash-love interest is more of a demon-slash-vampire-slash-elf-slash-werewolf type. And the resultant sex is hot. TikTok reviews use chili pepper emojis to indicate how spicy each book is. The thing I love about romantasy is that the romance can have these world-ending stakes that you just can't get with an office rom-com, says Nisha J. Tooley, the Canadian best-selling author of Trial of the Sun Queen. I love the whole, he murdered your whole family, but now you're going to fall in love, something which you can really only create in a fantasy world. As that suggests, the males are as dark and domineering as they've always been in the romance genre. But the heroines are not as passive as they were in even the recent past. Publisher Gillian Green says, the Twilight generation of heroines were a bit sappy. The females now have agency. So the romantasy heroine isn't a damsel in distress. She has power and goes on an epic quest in the way that only male heroes did in the past. Her traditional white heterosexuality is also changing, with different ethnicities and sexualities appearing as the genre matures. Insofar as the romantic clichés allow, you could even say that some romantasy is woke. And in a fantasy world, why shouldn't there be a happy ever after?